the guiding light. Brought to you by the makers of Can-Ay, C-A-M-A-Y, the soap of beautiful women.
Hello, this is Martin Block again. You know, you'd think the coming of gray hair meant the end of the world. At least a lot of women feel that way when those first gray threads appear. And yet, gray hair can mean just the opposite. The beginning of a new, more interesting and attractive appearance. Because, well, we get a great many letters about the Can-Ay mild soap diet for a lovelier skin, saying that when a woman acquires the lovelier complexion the Can-Ay mild soap diet may give her, why, her contrasting gray hairs may be an asset, an addition to her appearance. For example, listen to this letter from Mrs. Jacoby of Easton, Pennsylvania.
Well, she says, women who look drab and uninteresting often blame it on their graying hair. But when my hair began to gray, I learned how wrong they can be. Since I started the mild soap diet with Can-Ay, my skin has day by day become fresher and lovelier, so that now my gray hair contrasts beautifully, and my whole appearance has improved.
Why, of course. And if you're clouding your complexion unknowingly through improper cleansing methods, like so many women, or using a soap that isn't mild enough, shouldn't you follow the advice of many skin specialists? For a lovelier skin, they say, use a mild soap.
And Can-Ay is milder than dozens of other popular beauty soaps. And use your mild soap regularly, they say. And that's just what the Can-Ay mild soap diet means. Regularly. Every morning and night for 30 days, give your skin a thorough beauty cleansing with milder Can-Ay. Rinse first with warm water and then with cold water for half a minute.
And that is the Can-Ay mild soap diet. Keep it up faithfully beginning tonight, and you can reasonably hope for a lovelier skin within a few weeks from today.
Guiding light. Have you ever been in a bus, a streetcar, an elevated train? At that hour between day and night, when it seems that within the fraction of a second, the outside world, which a moment ago was bathed in daylight, is suddenly drenched in darkness. Here and there, first one, then two, then three. Then suddenly hundreds of lights appear in apartments, in hotels, and houses. Lights on the roofs that someone calls home. Have you ever wondered what the hundreds of thousands of people are doing under these roofs? What happiness, what tragedy is being experienced under these roofs? As Rose Clancy sits quietly in a bus, she seems to see again the lights in the Greenwood home. Knows that within this beautifully, brilliantly lighted home, there is tragedy. The tragedy of a woman who is mentally ill, a wife, a mother of two children who fear her physical presence. Only two more stops, then Garden Heights. Only two more stops, and then home. A small flat, not brilliantly and beautifully lighted, but home, where a mother and brother await her return. As Mrs. Kransky looks at the kitchen clock that points to the hour of six, she turns to Jacob. He says,
"Oh, look at the time, Jacob."
"I'm looking."
"If Rose ain't going to be home for supper, why don't she call up?"
"If she isn't going to be home for supper, I think we ought to eat."
"Well, you can wait a little while longer, can't you, Jacob? If she ain't here by a quarter after six, then we'll sit down."
"Okay, ma'am."
"And maybe you want to do something before she gets here? Your books for the night school, maybe? You want to get them ready?"
"No, I haven't a thing to do. 15 minutes of leisure time."
15 minutes of what?"
"Nothing to do, ma. Leisure."
"Oh. So fill in with the leisure. You can fill the water glasses."
"Well, there's time for that."
"All right. So I'll do it.
Okay, Ma, okay. You sure know how to put on the business. Every time you want me to do something and I don't want to do it right on a dot, what do I hear? I'll do it. And you know all the time that just as soon as you say that, okay, Ma, okay. Let you sit down now for a few minutes, Ma. Take a load off your feet. You look tired.
I am a little tired. Washday and ironing day and supper to get. Oh, I'm a little tired.
One of these days you're not going to have to do the washing and the ironing.
You're going to do it, Jacob?
Fine thing. A man fiddling around with the washing and the ironing.
Well, what else?
Oh, Ma, if I could only get the things for you that you should have.
What should I have, Jacob?
Someone to do the heavy work for you.
Well, Hank Rose wanted me to do that. So if we got a few dollars, I could get someone in. But if I got someone in one day, 2 days a week, what would I do? Make twiddle with the fingers?
You mean twiddle your thumbs?
Yeah, what else? No, Jacob, right around the house, that's her mama's job. If she ain't got that, she ain't got nothing. The washing, the ironing, getting suppers for her children. That ain't right, Jacob. That's a pleasure.
Boy, oh boy, am I ever going to be spoiled?
What do you mean, spoiled? You?
When am I going to find a girl like you?
Oh.
Just tell me that. Where? One of these days, I'll want to settle down and get married.
Look who's talking, look. A 19-year-old boy. Yeah, don't you want to get that?
Not 19 yet, but almost. I know fellas that are married at 20, 21.
Sure, but not you, Jacob. On what could you get married? The school book?
No, I guess it'll be a long time before I get married. 5 years more of school and then what? A bar examination.
Okay.
And then what? I'll be a lawyer. And then what? I'll starve. Seriously, Ma. Every once in a while, I kind of get the idea that I ought to forget about the law business and get myself a job.
Ain't you got a job?
A job in the store?
Yeah.
It's only makeshift. For the time being.
Well, what can you do, Jacob? Serious, man, and I like you said. What can you do? What are you ready to do? Oh, Jacob, school is something nobody can take away from you. So maybe it'll take time. Maybe you won't make a lot of money. But when you're through, well, then you're ready for something. You are something.
Yeah, I suppose so. But it takes such an awful long time, Ma. Like I've said so often, the country's overcrowded with lawyers. When Jack Felder used to come around and talk about the law business to me, how long it took him to get started and all, and what an uphill climb it was.
Oh, yeah. Too bad about him, Jacob.
You mean about him and Rose not getting together? I'm not so sure you're right about that, Ma. He was all right, but with his family. No. I think Rose is a lot better off the way she is. The only thing I'm sorry about is, well, that Cunningham turned out to be such a rat. But I guess once a rat, always a rat.
Jacob, that kind of talk I don't like.
What do you mean?
The rat business.
Okay, Ma, okay. Then he's a rodent.
Well, whatever that is, it sounds better.
And one of these days, Rose can write a book.
A book?
Yeah. The men in my life.
Jacob, do you think that's nice talk?
I was only kidding, Ma. Personally, I think Rose has just had some bad breaks, that's all. She's a swell kid, Ma.
Well, Jacob, a lot of swell kids. Like you say, they got bad breaks. So what do? You pick yourself up and you go on. Sometimes I think, Jacob, that life is like falling down and picking yourself up. And the more you pick yourself up, the less you fall down. And then one day, Jacob, there ain't no more falling down. You walk straight. You're sure where you're walking. You're sure how you're walking.
You got something there, Ma. You and Socrates.
Who?
Socrates, the philosopher. Great philosopher, too. The but not as great as you.
Oh, thank you, Chester.
Say, am I here this evening, or did I hear the door open?
Rose? Rose, is that you?
Yes, Ma.
Hey, where you been? Up in Kris Kringle? After 6 and I'm hungry, and I gotta get to night school, remember?
Hello, Ma.
We've been waiting for you, Rose.
Sorry I'm late. I wish you hadn't waited for me, but I'm not feeling very well.
What's wrong?
I'm just not feeling well, Jacob. I don't think I want any supper tonight.
But Rose,
Jacob, you heard what your sister said. She don't want no supper. All right, darling. You go rest a little while, and then maybe later you'll want a little something to eat, huh?
No, I don't think so. I'm going in lower down
now. All right, so. Well, Jacob, we don't have to wait now. We'll sit down and eat our supper.
Ma? Dollars to donuts, something's happened to the Greenleys.
You think so?
Think. I know. I'll go ahead with my supper, Ma. You better go in and talk to Rose.
Jacob's suggestion, but changes her mind. A mother instinctively knows that this is no time to question her daughter. The kitchen clock points to 6:15, and the mother and son sit down to supper. You know, the beauty of the chamomile soap diet for a lovelier skin is that it costs so little. May actually give you a lovelier complexion in just a few weeks, as it has in so many other cases, of which we have actual records in our files. And yet, listen to this. 3 cakes of Camay is all you'll need, probably, to go on the Camay Mild Soap Diet for the full 30-day trial period. And remember, the Camay Mild Soap Diet is based on the advice of skin specialists. It means giving your skin a thorough beauty cleansing with mild Camay every morning and night, always rinsing first with warm water, then with cold. Spend a few pennies today. Get 3 cakes of Camay. Begin the mild soap diet, and in a few weeks you may be a lovelier woman. Couldn't want much more than that for a few cents now, could you? Mrs. Martin Block, saying good day for the makers of Camay to you and you, and especially to you.
And do it today. In her mother. In another dramatic scene, tomorrow, in The Guiding Light.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.